This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Usually a beeping car horn means look out. But a horn can also signal solidarity with protesters and picketers. In some cities, drivers can already be ticketed for expressing support by beeping. And now, in one Detroit suburb, the people who encourage drivers to honk in support of a cause are getting into trouble. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports on what sounds like a First Amendment battle.
Every Monday evening, Victor Cotilla comes to this busy intersection in Ferndale, Michigan, to hoist a sign protesting U.S. foreign policy.
Well, it says, Ferndale cops say don't honk if you want Bush out.
Except the part that says Ferndale cops say don't is in much smaller type. And even if drivers could read it, a lot of them are obviously ignoring the warning. Cotilla added those four words last summer after he and a 74-year-old fellow activist got into trouble with the law.
I was arrested. She was ticketed for encouraging lawless behavior, the lawless behavior being honking your horn.
City officials say horns should only be honked to warn about traffic dangers. Police ticketed one motorist to the tune of $145 for honking in support of the peace vigil, and the activists were charged with misdemeanors. Charges against the demonstrators were later dropped, and the city allowed them to hold up the don't honk signs. But Cotilla and four others are suing the city, claiming that the compromise violates First Amendment rights.
It's just as simple as this. If people have the right to honk their horn in support of, like, a union picket line or a wedding or a bar mitzvah or anything, if they have the right to honk their horn in a celebration of a sporting event or anything like that, then they have the right to honk their horn, and we're within our rights to ask them.
But the city's supporters say the vigils are held at the busiest intersection in the city, and all that honking is dangerous.
Can you yell fire in a crowded theater? I mean, that's a First Amendment issue.
Businessman Larry Wolf owns one of the office buildings at the intersection, and his office faces the street.
These people tend to be very disruptive, and they're very distracting. I mean, they will get out in the street with their signs. I've seen them do it. They may try to make themselves as visible as possible. People driving by, sometimes too fast, take their eyes off the road.
Ferndale's attorney and police officials declined to be interviewed for this story. But not everyone in city government is squarely on the side of the police.
You know, I understand really both sides of the issue. I've been on the city council for 8 years, and I also understand the people's frustration with this war.
City Councilman Craig Covey was elected mayor of Ferndale last month and will take office in January. He admits to beeping his car's horn when he drives to city council meetings, and some weeks he even joins in the peace vigils.
But the city of Ferndale also has to protect the people that are driving back and forth, because with this kind of intersection and all the traffic going back and forth, it could serve as a distraction. It could conceivably cause an accident or somebody look around to see why all the beeping is going on.
A hearing in the case is scheduled before a U.S. District Court judge January 16th. In the meantime, the activists plan to be at the corner every Monday with their signs and protest songs. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett.